The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world. In the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep. You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blackbusters, on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies, to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yep, yep, and yep. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.
Blackbusters. What it do? What it do, family? I'm your host, Big Ja, along with my co-host.
I'm going to be underdeveloped Plantone.
Underdeveloped Plantone. And this is Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
In the world, Craig.
And we are today discussing the film Dead Presidents.
Yeah.
Dead Presidents, man. Starring Lorenz Tate. You know what I'm saying? Chris Tucker. Keith David as Kirby.
The legendary Keith David.
The legendary Keith David. Miss Curtis, which is the mom of Lorenz Tate's character, Anthony Curtis, played by Jennifer Lewis, Clifton Powell, Terrence Howard. We have so many people in this film.
Yeah, man.
Come on, man.
Yeah, bro. Bokeem Woodbine.
Bokeem Woodbine, who murdered his role.
Yeah, Bokeem.
Yeah, bro.
It's a lot of winning. Like, shout out to Mbushi Wright.
Mbushi Wright, man. Yeah. Delilah Benson, man.
Yeah. Rose Jackson. Yeah, it was a,
Delilah Benson.
Hughes Brothers film. Yeah.
Yeah.
So this man, roster is good.
Roster is great. Juanita Benson, played by Rose Jackson, man. It's a very, very, very good film.
Yeah.
So sad.
This movie.
Frustrating, man.
Oh, man. It's interesting watching this. This was one of my favorite movies. I really liked this movie. It did a lot right. Like, it was shot really well.
Very well.
It had budget for sure. The visual effects, like, especially in the decisions. But I, on this last rewatch, I was asking myself, what is this movie exactly?
You know what? Here's the thing. That's crazy because I think when I first watched Dead Presidents, this came out in 1995. This came out in 1995. So at the time, I was a kid.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it because I'm watching Lorenz Tate, Bokeem Woodbine,
Chris Tucker.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah. I'm all the way involved. And I'm watching it for different reasons, right? Now I watch it now as a filmmaker. I watch it now as a movie critic.
Yeah.
I watch it now as someone with a movie review podcast. And I'm breaking down every scene damn near, and the characters, and the performances, and the storylines, and so I'm breaking it down in a deeper fashion than I ever have,
yeah.
Especially since 1995.
Yeah.
So Yes. What is this movie about?
What is it?
Why was this movie made?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the question I asked myself as I rewatched it.
And I'm
like, damn, bro. I left them film with a different perspective.
I still loved it. I still love this movie, but on this rewatch, I'm like, this is not a true heist movie.
Right.
And it would have been better if it was.
Yes.
Right? Is this movie a... making a statement about Vietnam,
I think it's the
black man's role in the military. Is this a love story? Is this a redemption story? Mm-hmm. Right, like it's got so many missing pieces. Because when I on this rewatch, I was like, damn, the heist is only like 20 minutes.
At the end of the film.
Yeah, it's only like 20 minutes.
And I don't remember it being that small as a kid.
Because everything about it, like even like the cover art, you know, the poster art.
The trailer has so much to do with it.
Yeah. The money, like dead presidents, right? Like it's titled after something that only comes into play like in the later half of the movie.
The third act.
The third act. For like, sure. Like with the actual heist. So I remember thinking like, oh yeah, Dead Presidents is this like great heist movie. And then upon the rewatch, I'm like, they spent very little time on the actual heist.
Right.
And then that's why the name that I have and the heist was so poorly planned. Right?
We'll get to that.
But
I didn't realize until I rewatched it.
It's like, okay. But still love this movie. It's just, you know, its identity is a little confusing.
Yes. Its purpose. It's a little confusing. And I love this film as well for various reasons. It was shot well. It was performed very, very well.
It's awesome.
The characters in this film. And it felt very real to me.
Yes.
And once again, this film, we watched it in 95. Mm-hmm. It came out in 95, but the time period of the plot is in the 60s.
We're back in the 60s.
1968 is where it starts.
In the 60s, yeah.
And this is Bronx, New York, mm-hmm. 1968.
Mm-hmm.
And Lemire State's character, Anthony Curtis, is the main character, and he's just a young, 18-year-old kid in high school.
Senior in high school.
Along with his best friend, mm-hmm. Chris Tucker, who plays Skip.
He's amazing in this.
You know what? As I rewatch this,
uh-huh.
He's a star, bro.
Yeah.
We knew he was a star, but he's a star.
Yeah.
I like him in this movie. More than I like him as Carter in Rush Hour.
Yeah.
I like him in this movie not as much as I like him in Friday. Smokey is so dope.
Yeah.
But I kind of do it even still because he does so much and he's so natural. He's a way better actor than I even as a fan would give him credit for.
That's what's so good about this movie. I'm glad you said that because he gets to act. In this movie.
He gets to act.
Right? And he's still smoky. He's still funny.
He's still talking his shit.
But he does so much more here. That's not smoky. That's not his normal caricature. And it really works. Like he's really good as Skip, as his character. And all the variations, both like pre-Vietnam War and post-Vietnam War.
And that's why this film is so dope, because they show you parts of the film. You know you're looking at the same character, but he's a different man.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going there for Anthony Curtis and Skip.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? How the world changes around them and how they change along with it.
Yeah.
You know, Skip is talking about being at first he's talking about going to college.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm going to college. I'm about to fight on White Man's War, right? And they had, it's like a trio. It's like a, you know, you got Anthony, Skip, and the Puerto Rican
partner. Puerto Rican.
Or Dominican, but most likely Puerto Rican.
Yep, yep.
Partner.
In the Bronx. Got to be Jose. Puerto Rican. Yeah.
Yeah, most likely, Jose is their partner, and they all talking about their future. These are all high school kids talking about their future.
Yep.
And, Skip wants to go to college.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Skip wants to go to college.
He wants to go to college.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is because he doesn't want to fight in the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
and the main character, Curtis, Anthony Curtis, Lawrence Tate, he's like, I want to do something different, man. I don't want to do college. I kind of want to see what's up with the military.
And I think, I think it's because I was thinking, like, why does he decide to go to the war? And I know that they established that his dad went to the war, mm-hmm. right? And that was kind of a thing. And of course, he's got this relationship with his brother who went to college. They mm-hmm. show that at like the dinner table conversation. There's probably a disdain there. But I think another part of it might be the fact that, like, I don't think he liked the way he was handled by Terrence Howard's character.
Right.
He was so vulnerable.
It shows that he's a good kid. When mm-hmm. I always say this a lot, shout out to Kendrick Lamar. Mm-hmm. Always, because it's a great one-liner to explain your mm-hmm. place in the world.
Yeah.
Good kid, Mad City.
Yep.
He was a good kid.
Yeah.
He wasn't a bad kid. He was delivering milk.
He had a job.
Yeah.
You know, ran a little numbers on the side.
Yeah, for Kirby, you know, big homie.
Played pool.
Yeah, you know he was real good at pool.
But he was a good dude.
He was a good dude, and he was kind of naive.
Yeah.
He was like, hey, man, why are you cheating?
Yeah.
You know what? Instead of, he said, hey, I know you owe Kirk. So he has a pool competition against, a pool match against Cowboy, Terrence Howard's character.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Terrence Howard.
Yeah.
Who killed that. Mine.
Man, what are you doing in here, man?
Mine. Yeah. Damn, man.
Yeah. He's
a little young ass that got here, man.
Yeah.
He's Cowboy, and mm-hmm. Cowboy is a fast-talking, just a numbskull, goofy nigga.
Yeah.
Just, you know what I'm saying?
Just a neighborhood goon.
Yeah, neighborhood little weirdo goon. He does everything.
Right.
And you got this kid, Anthony, who just wants to be down.
Just wants to be
in. He just want to be cool with everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he loves playing pool, so he's mm-hmm. playing Cowboy. And the big homie, Keith David, who plays Kirby, he runs the spot. It's called Kirby's. It's mm-hmm. like a bar, gentleman's club type thing. Local
hole in the wall.
Yeah, he runs numbers and shit like that. He hustles.
He's just a hustler.
Right. It's his spot, his pool hall. He said he side bets. He said, man, I bet you can't beat this youngster. Yeah. He a youngster, but he'll whoop your ass in some pool.
Right.
Hell nah, he ain't whooping in the pool. I'll take my jacket off and whoop his ass mm-hmm. in some pool. Mm-hmm. So they compete. I bet you $2. This is 1969.
Yep.
$2. He also bet, I think, $2 to Anthony Curtis.
Anthony. Mm-hmm.
And so, long story short, he loses that fight. I mean, he loses that game, and he pays up to Kirby because mm-hmm. that's the big homie. You got to pay up. You got to pay up that.
Yeah.
But he said, hey, man, you forgot to pay me. You paid Kirby because you owed him, but you owe me too. I'm the one that beat you.
Mm-hmm.
Man, fuck you.
Yeah.
What? Oh, man, why are you cheating, bro? That was his response.
Yeah. Why are you cheating?
You know what? Everybody in the hood, when they ask me about Cowboy, I said, Cowboy is a nigga that's going to cheat you.
Yeah.
That was his get back. I'm going to tell people that you cheat.
That was a young man's get back. You know, not knowing that, like, he's in a grown man environment.
Right.
And grown men take their reputation and rep out here in these streets seriously.
Yeah.
So Cowboy fucking checked him. Right,
slapped him up,
knifed him out,
put the blade to his face.
Mm-hmm.
I'll cut you, little nigga.
Yeah,
I'll kill you, little nigga. What the fuck you mean? You don't ever speak my name about mm-hmm. ill will about me in these streets, nigga. Who the fuck you think you're talking to?
I think that was an important thing because I think at that point, Anthony decides to go to the war.
I gotta go toughen up.
Yeah,
I gotta go
toughen up. You know, I'm out here. You know, he goes on a run with Kirby. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Watches Kirby, you know, go collect some money and funds and whip somebody's ass, and he's hanging with Kirby. But I think he recognizes that there is a quality about him that needs to toughen up.
Yeah.
And needs to strengthen up.
Right.
Which is why I think he decides to go.
He goes.
Yeah.
So let's talk about his neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
He lives down the street from this girl that he's really into.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Juanita. Benson.
Yep.
Cute little chocolate drop. Man.
Yep.
Juanita Benson is head over heels for Anthony, though.
She like him.
Anthony likes her, and she likes him.
Mm-hmm. And there's also an interesting dynamic because her sister like him, too.
Juanita got a little sister named Delilah.
Mm-hmm. And I think Delilah's got a thing for him, too.
As soon as she hates the fact that he don't see her, though.
Yeah.
You want my sister. I get it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I want you.
Right.
I know I'm a little younger. I'm saying I know I'm in the 10th grade.
But I can see you.
You know what I'm saying? But shit, I'm good. I look good too.
They was a good looking pair.
Man.
They was a good looking pair.
They was a good looking. Them Benson girls.
Yeah, them Benson girls.
The Benson girls was something else, bro.
Ooh, they was hot. They was hot.
Yeah.
When they was at the graduation party.
Yeah.
And she said, listen, I got an itch.
You can scratch all night.
Shit, nigga.
My mom working a double.
Yep.
And here's the thing. Juanita fast.
Juanita fast?
But she fast for Anthony.
Yes.
She in a party full of people. Mm-hmm. There's dudes in there. The lights is low and it's red. Mm-hmm. Red light special. Mm-hmm. This is a graduation after party type shit.
Yep.
1969.
They chilling.
They made it. Jose made it.
Yeah.
Anthony made it. Skip made it. They all hanging out, smoking weed, getting a little faded. We finished high school.
Graduation party.
Jose like, bro, I'm head over heels with my girl. Yeah. I love my girl. I'm going
to
marry
so
her.
So ironic. This is like a throwback to Cooley High.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, without the fighting and everything, but just that late 60s graduation party. Mm-hmm. You know, dance in the house.
Yeah.
You know, smoky room. Like that mm-hmm. was culture. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they courted. Party. That's where they partied.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they lived. That's where friendships and relationships were formed.
Yes, sir.
And it was great. Mm-hmm. They was in there. The ladies chose.
He went back to, he was a good kid. He went back to Juanita was like, I want you to come to my house mm-hmm. and knock me down, bro.
My mom
gonna be gone all night. Come knock me down. Uh-huh. He was hesitant.
Yeah.
He got there and was like, I'm nervous.
Yeah.
You scared? Nah, he ain't nervous for the draws. He ain't supposed to be there. He's
a good kid. Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right,
the most he ever did was drive a gangster to go collect his bread.
And even then
he was like, oh snap.
Yeah.
He beating up the dude. He mm-hmm. threw the nigga through the window.
Yeah.
Oh man, come on, man.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then he fired on the wife.
When he now, stole on the wife.
Kirby was something else, man. And Kirby wasn't a bad nigga. He was just about his paper.
He was about his paper.
And wifey did jump into a man's role mm-hmm. by pulling that pistol on
her. And he showed her respect before he stole on her. You know what I'm saying? But before he snuffed her, he was like, you more of a man than him. I think, you know, if you was running this instead of him, we wouldn't have. But bing.
Bing. He fired on her, but he didn't dog her though.
And he didn't kick her on the ground.
Yeah.
He didn't drop her.
It was more like, I fuck around, I might get killed by this woman.
Yeah.
And she in the man's place at this point. It's 1969. Yeah. I'm knocking this bitch out.
Yeah.
I'm knocking her out.
Yeah.
Sorry. Bing. This, you got to go.
This feels very on brand for Kirby.
And I'm about to go back and kick your husband's ass mm-hmm. and even more because of this.
Yes.
And fish out of water.
Yeah.
Anthony like, oh, shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
But he was cool about it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. I think the shock wore off. It was like, hey, man, you really did your thing, man.
Yeah.
I admire that.
Yeah.
And Kirby was looking out for him. Here, take some bread, man. Come mm-hmm. drive with me.
Yeah.
Come
roll with me.
Yeah, and he wasn't necessarily trying to have him there forever. He was like, hey, man.
I like you, kid.
I like you, kid. I see something in you.
Yeah.
And it's crazy because Anthony got a daddy at the crib.
And I think Kirby, what's interesting is I think Kirby recognized that, like, you want to be here with me more so than your daddy. Because he asked him, I thought you was going fishing with you.
Yeah, we going to go with your pops.
Yeah.
Are we going to go next week?
All right, then. You can hang out. Right? Like, you know, looked out for him. Young blood. Right?
Yeah.
You know, young blood looked out. It was, and like I said, he wasn't a bad dude. He just was a hustler.
Mm-hmm.
But he had a rule. He had a code. Had some money to collect.
Yeah.
Didn't kill nobody.
Right.
You know?
That's what I'm saying.
Didn't kill nobody.
He even said, man, I could kill you right now. I said, shoot you in the face. Then you pull my leg off.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not going to kill you. I'm here to collect, man. I'm going to be back here.
Yeah.
Have my bread.
And he'd be laughing about it. Like, everybody know I got one leg.
And you're going to grab the wrong leg.
Yeah, right. Like, he's perfect. He's great
Kirby
in that. Great in that. What I also like is I like the way the little sister held it down. Right? You know.
Juanita.
Delilah. Yeah, she not only did she give up the room, but she warned them niggas like, you know.
Mama home. She supposed to be here at 6:30. She just pulled up.
Yeah. Distractor.
She's a staller or something.
Yeah.
Delilah went down there and broke shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Got her mom mad. Now I got to throw it away. You done broke it and shit.
It was great.
What's wrong with you?
It was great.
And Delilah wanted Anthony so bad,
mm-hmm.
but she played her position.
She played her position.
And she was still loyal
to
her sister at some point. Yeah.
I love that. I think at this point, to me, everything in the movie is working.
Yes.
Everything in the way they were doing the goodbye kisses, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like right before. And then like even the transition from him, you know, hopping from backyard to Vietnam.
That was dope.
That was great. My only gripe comes is that I felt like we spent too much time in Vietnam.
We did. I promise you, I was thinking the same thing. I was like, okay, we get it.
We spent too much time.
Why show them doing three tours or two or three tours? I'm like, okay, what's going on?
And to me, that's the biggest, well, there's not the biggest knock. It's one of the knocks of this movie is because they could have fleshed out the heist more if they had spent less time in Vietnam.
Right.
You know, we didn't need that much time in Vietnam.
We didn't need more than one turn.
We needed to see the skip was there.
Yeah.
Right? We needed to see the skip was there. We needed to see that Bokeem was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That Cleon was crazy.
Cleon was crazy.
We needed to see that Anthony was capable.
Right.
We needed to see him as a capable soldier to believe that he could be the one to kind of put on the heist.
That scene in the show that he grew some balls. Not some balls. He didn't lack balls. He lacked awareness of who he was as a young man.
Right, right, right.
You know, he didn't realize what Cowboy don't respect you, bro. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't earned his respect yet. Right. So, you know what I mean? And in the military, I see that. And he wanted that. He needed that respect. So him going to the Army...
Mm-hmm.
And him going to the Marines was very good for him.
Yeah.
But also it wasn't.
It was and here's the thing. Like this is where a great movie gets a little wobbly for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't know if we needed the whole like dick in the balls, you know, in the mouth.
Yeah.
Like we didn't need that. And we didn't need like the idea or concept that he had to like hit him with the morphine to ultimately kill him doesn't do anything for the movie. Doesn't do anything. Like, I understand that they're trying to like show that, you know, he went through some shit in Vietnam.
Yeah.
But that's just a really long time that they spent for a scene that basically was kind of throwaway. It was no consequence. He doesn't tell anybody that this kind of happened.
Well, he dreams about it later on. He has nightmares about it. The guilt.
Yeah, right. But it was Vietnam guilt though.
So when she says I feel like when she says something like, I mean, you don't get free meals out here in the real world.
Yeah.
It made me think of this nigga. He paid the price.
He definitely paid the price. But I feel like we spent just a lot of time. I felt like we could have got out of Vietnam early.
Even if
it is in a letter that he writes back home in a montage where he just basically explains a narrative, everything that's going on, because that'll get us back to the Bronx faster and give us more time for it to be an actual heist movie.
Right.
I just feel like we just spent a lot of time in Vietnam.
Yeah, we spent more time than we needed. So in Vietnam, I did need the scene of them drinking beers. Him and Skip
100%. 100%.
But that could have came sooner too.
Yeah.
When he just explained why he didn't.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't send letters back to Juanita.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't look at the picture of his baby.
Yeah.
He said, as soon as I start caring about anything other than myself, I'm a dead man.
It's perfect. All of that works. All of that works. Yeah. You know, Cleon walking around with the head, there's no payoff for that later. Right?
Like, and I forgot that there wasn't no payoff. I'm thinking like he was a loose cannon. Yeah. It's going to fuck up later on.
Right, right.
Nah.
Not like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like how he ended up fucking up, to me, is not a direct line to how he was acting in the bush in Vietnam.
That was that person, and this is how I like to do this sometimes. That person, the Cleon in Vietnam, is supposed to end up being what's his name in Jason Lyric?
Yeah,
fucked up in the head. Mm-hmm. I just gotta kill something,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm coming to the bank robbery. Dumb.
Yeah. Yeah.
On 10.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
That same character. It's supposed to be
what's his name?
Supposed to be
not Jason.
What's his name? Jason is
what's his brother's name?
It was almost like a unisex name, wasn't it? I'm trying to think.
We should know that.
We should.
We just kind of like brain farting.
Yeah.
Right now.
I want to say it's like Damn.
I'm not going to let it go, so I'm going to find it right
now. Yeah, we're going to find it. Why are you looking for that? But so he
Josh.
Josh, that's the name. Yeah, Josh. It wasn't unisex, but it was kind of a soft name.
Yeah, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm thinking that he's gonna mess up the heist because he's still crazy.
Yeah.
But nah, he was regular.
Thought he was gonna pop off, you know, and do something that he didn't need to do. Yeah.
Has some PTSD. And if anything, I'm thinking that Skip is going to trip too.
Yeah.
Skip did what he was supposed to do.
Skip was fucking solid.
He was solid.
Skip was solid.
But I think it brought that PTSD back even more.
I mean, I think that they show Skip to be a capable soldier, right? They also, show him to be,
he wasn't. It wasn't natural for him. Not saying it was natural for Anthony, but Anthony was there for a purpose.
Yeah.
He wanted to be there. Mm-hmm. He wanted to gain some skills. He wanted to gain some type of characteristics that he needed. He thought he was missing in his manhood.
Yeah.
So he was getting what he was. The military was giving him what it needed to give for
right,
him.
Right.
For
Leon?
It was an escape.
Yeah.
Oh, no. For Skip, it was an escape. They even said it. Like, mm-hmm. you can't escape, man, but he don't want to be there.
He don't want to be there.
He's doing this job, but it's really some place that he don't want to be there.
They say he got kicked out of college.
Like, he flunked out of college.
Flunked out of college, and that's why he's here.
Escape.
Yeah. And then you told me this is recon, you know what I mean? Like, you thought this was gonna be some cushy shit. You know what I mean? Like, this recon shit is real. But again, I just like we could have done without all of the, rotted head in the bag part to get back to the States faster. Like all of that stuff, the only kind of payoffs that we need is we need to know that Anthony is a capable soldier. That Skip is a capable soldier, and that Cleon is a capable soldier.
Right.
That's all we really need. Mm-hmm. So we spend another like 10, 15 minutes in the bush for no real reason at all, right? Yeah. And I get what they were trying to do. They were trying to show that like these characters went through some things. So like the way Skip is when we get back makes sense.
Right.
But like even like the Cleon thing, the Cleon just falls flat. That he'd be that crazy and then just go back to like being a preacher and a minister. Right. Like just like, well, why show him that crazy?
Why,
if he's not gonna,
he could have easily just been a soldier that was doing his job and doing good, being good at it.
That's it.
Yeah. So it didn't make sense, but we'll take it.
Yeah. Still. Well, it's still, but it's, and the only reason why I even like knock it a little bit is because the heist is what I, if the heist needed more screen time.
Right.
If the heist had more screen time, this movie could be even better than what it actually is.
Right.
But the heist gets shorted, and I think the heist gets shorted at the expense of Vietnam.
Yeah.
I think the early part of the movie works great.
I think
it's paced well, right? I think the two pieces of the movie that are there for, I think, good narrative purpose, but take away from the heist are, A, Vietnam. And then we spent a lot of time watching Anthony get like reacclimated to the world.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like before the heist. And I think they could have done
it. Okay, go ahead.
I just think like, okay, so he comes back. Let's get back from Vietnam and kind of like do a little bit of narrative. So he gets back from Vietnam. He comes back. And he's walking around reconnecting with everybody.
Right.
See Skip, Skip a little strung out, but he's kind of like just walking.
Yeah.
And he's
he's in and out.
Yeah, I got my VA money,
pension.
I'm chilling.
Right.
I'm chilling. I got my college money.
Yeah.
So he goes, sees that. Anthony goes back to Kirby's.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, has like originally a congenial kind of conversation with Cowboy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're back, man. Yeah.
Cowboy was still a bully. Cowboy was still jealous, jealous of him for some reason. Maybe because he got more respect and more
love,
attention from Kirby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's honestly, that's kind of how it felt like the older son jealous of the baby boy.
Yeah.
Hey, man, why the fuck this young ass nigga up in here, man? You know he too young to be up in this bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
and Kirby not respecting, not hearing him.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's my nigga, man. Yeah, yeah, chill out.
Yeah.
Go get your ass whooped by him.
Right.
So we don't know that. We don't know the relationship between
Kirby and Cowboy.
That's crazy. You know how we do sometimes. Yeah. We try to build like a subplot.
Yeah,
Cowboy Kirby's son. Illegitimately.
It's very interesting.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just throwing that
That's
out.
Very
there.
Interesting.
And Kirby don't know.
Yeah,
Cowboy knows.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah.
So I'm coming around.
That's very,
you know what I'm saying? Just real quick.
That's super interesting. Cause the biggest takeaway that I got was the earlier part, which is, and this could lead exactly into what you were saying. Cowboy wants Kirby's respect, but doesn't have it the same way Kirby respects Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always going to put him in conflict,
mm-hmm.
right? That's because
let me show you that he a hoe.
Let me show you let me show you that he's better than you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Kirby, watch him whoop your ass in pool.
Mm-hmm.
And so Anthony comes back. He gets to see Kirby.
Different dude.
Yeah, he comes back a different dude, but it's young blood. It's still all love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da. And Anthony's like, I figured I'd come back and work with you to pick up, you know, where we left off.
And this is why I feel like the time spent to show his acclimation back into the regular world was mm-hmm. necessary. Like him even with the butcher at Sal's.
Yeah.
Like, we needed those scenes. Mm-hmm. We needed that scene where he was like, hey, man, I want more for you. He was like, bro, I ain't got it like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out of business low-key, bro.
Yeah.
I'm making ends meet. Yeah. So we needed that.
Yeah.
We needed him to take some time before he went to go see Juanita.
This is great.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, this that conversation perfect. Between Juanita and him was dope when he first saw the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah. All of that works. I feel like they skipped it. They spent so much time in Vietnam mm-hmm. that when he finally reunited with Delilah,
mm-hmm.
he saw her at the rally.
Yeah.
And then they had a couple of drinks and now she's part of the crew.
Yeah.
That jumped
really quick.
I needed and I forget I haven't watched the movie in so long, mm-hmm. I forget how quick that was.
Which goes back to the poor planning. Like eventually I wanna break down what a poor plan the heist was, but I think you're right. Like, he comes back when he finally decides to come to the house, she kisses him on the mouth.
Oh man, here's the thing, bro. I love Juanita Benson, mm-hmm. but Delilah has it. Delilah is one of my favorite mm-hmm. man. So when I look at you know, the movies are there for a reason. We just got finished a few weeks ago talking about mm-hmm. Brenda from mm-hmm. Cooley High.
Mm-hmm.
Brenda from Cooley High had my heart, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Delilah had my heart, though, from Dead Presidents, bro. She was everything. Juanita was genuinely in love with
Anthony.
Anthony, mm-hmm. yeah. But she really, but then she started resenting him.
Yeah.
And she started talking down to him. And he also wasn't smashing her
uh-huh.
like he was supposed to.
Uh-huh.
But it's like, and she was letting, she didn't have the backbone that she had the love for him, but not the backbone that Delilah had. I don't think Delilah would let Cuddy come around like that.
So I think this is very interesting. Oh, such a good point. A, I just want to just talk about just how beautiful black women are.
Facts.
Right? Easy like, part. You know, because we just talked about how fine Brenda was.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And now we hear talking about how fine Juanita is. And they got two totally different looks.
Man, two different.
Two totally different vibes.
Right.
But both of them is fucking hitting.
Right.
She was so powerfully sexy.
Yeah. It was exuding out of her.
Yeah.
Like, just, when she let's talk about Brenda from Cooley High,
mm-hmm.
Redbone. But she looked great.
Uh-huh.
She's a pretty girl, the prettiest girl in school.
Yep.
But she also carried herself as the prettiest person
mm-hmm.
in school. She read books. She read poetry. She wasn't for the streets.
Yeah.
So not only did she look good, And she also behaved good.
Yeah.
Brenda did from Cooley High.
Just fly.
Same thing.
Yeah.
You look at Delilah, even though Juanita was dope too, but mm-hmm. Juanita didn't give me the same energy Delilah did. Delilah liked the hell out of Anthony as well.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like they were both kind of competing for it. But she's the younger sister. Big sister wins. Mm-hmm. And he's looking for the older girl.
Yep. Yep.
Anthony's not. She a little girl. You in 10th grade.
Right.
And you still got pigtails.
You still got.
You cute.
Yeah.
He even said it. You cute. You know what I'm saying? You should be trying to get you a boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, man, I ain't
even on that right now.
I ain't on that right now.
Yeah. While looking at him.
while looking at him. Uh-huh. Then he was like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you could tell he was like, damn, girl. Mm-hmm. And she was, the way she was standing was like, hey, look at my curve. Look at what I got going.
Look at me stretched out like this.
Yeah. And then he crushed her by, where your sister at? Your sister up? Mm-hmm. Now she's still asleep.
And so when he comes by the house and sees her.
After years,
she lets him know what time it is. Yeah, I'm not the little girl.
Yeah.
I'm not the little Delilah that left.
Yeah.
Look at me, full black, beautiful, and I'm gonna kiss you on the mouth.
Bruh,
welcome
that's
home.
That's the sexiest shit ever, bro. I said, damn. Man, she did that. I said,
yeah. I know you're here for my sister.
I know.
But,
and your daughter.
Yep. But let's just establish that.
This is what I'm on.
This is what I'm on.
So you don't have to guess.
Yep.
I was too young back then.
Yep.
I didn't know how to really express how I felt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not that. I'm different. I'm a woman.
I'm a woman now.
Here, take this kiss real quick. You know what I'm on.
Mm-hmm.
I know what my sister been doing.
Mm-hmm.
She been dealing with Cuddy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on and off for the last 4 years.
So let's talk about this.
Yeah.
Because it's interesting. Cuddy, God, I remember Cuddy differently than this last watch.
Yeah.
And I've softened on Cuddy.
Uh-huh.
I used to think he was just an asshole, you know, just a fly in the ointment.
And he was bad at first person. Because he just drove off, didn't want to meet the nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But at the same time, like I tried to look at things from Cuddy's perspective.
Let's do that.
Right? So if I look at things from Cuddy's perspective, and again, this goes back to Anthony, which is why I give Juanita a bit of a pass. Juanita said, I'm going to stay here for you. I'm going to wait for you. But Anthony never responded.
Yeah.
So as far as Juanita is concerned, you not fucking with me at all. I got this baby. You ain't even inquired about this baby. You not writing me. Meanwhile, I'm a single mother in the Bronx in the late 60s, early 70s.
Yeah.
And this man has come around showing an interest in me and my baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't knock Juanita for fucking with Cuddy, because had Anthony responded and did what he said he was going to do, I think she would have been loyal.
Yeah.
I think she would have been loyal.
Mm-hmm.
I think
she, why he's gone.
While
he was gone.
While he was gone.
Why you write me, man? Let me know that I'm on your mind.
Right. Like, you know, we got this family. You're not galvanizing the family. How do I know you even gonna come back and care about us at all?
Right.
Right? At the same time, Cuddy, who is a street thug,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, even the way Cuddy was like, how's my baby girl? It means that he'd been taken care of.
He
said it.
That conversation he had, that last time you seen Cuddy, dope scene.
Yeah.
Amazing scene, because I look at my father. My father is a Midwest dude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he was a good dude that's done wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
He got a pass. He'd been in prison, been in jail and all that. But he was a good dude. Mm-hmm. He was a good father, was the best husband all the time. But a lot of times, it's the world back then, it was a hard world.
Yes.
You didn't have too many options. Your mm-hmm. mom wanted you to go to college. If you go to college, you're going to be a blue-collar worker like your dad.
Yep.
And you can see the difference. If you look at the dynamic of Anthony's family, and I'll get back to Cuddy.
Mm-hmm.
He looked at his brother. He didn't admire that. His brother was a well-to-do, educated black man,
mm-hmm.
which is great, what you want.
Yeah.
But then he seen his dad, who was like kind of quiet, almost like a broken man, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
Not like he didn't have problems. He was a quiet, don't speak a lot, but I handle my business. I got a home.
He was a war vet.
A war vet. I'm taking care of my woman and mm-hmm. my two sons.
Yep.
My son's going to college. The second one, hopefully he does too.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to follow in my footsteps. And the father didn't really have, he wasn't excited about that.
Yeah.
He wasn't going to tell you no,
mm-hmm.
but he wasn't excited about that, because I think he got a factory worker shirt.
Yeah, just blue collar.
Yeah.
Blue collar Bronx.
He's probably happy to have.
Yeah. And the mom is the one that's doing all the projection.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. she's the, I'm going to have two babies from, you know, college, da 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 da. Like, it's the mom that's not aware of Anthony.
Right.
She don't see him.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
She just sees what she wants for him.
She just sees what she wants for him.
Right.
Right? It's the dad that, you know, who, like you said, was not Kirby.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, not assertive like Kirby uh-huh. was.
That's what I'm saying.
Right? Like, you know,
and that's why I think he gravitated towards Kirby
mm-hmm.
more. He wrote Kirby. He didn't write his father.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's real.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Kirby was his father figure.
Yeah.
Or the type of man he wanted to see himself as.
Right. He wanted to come work for Kirby again. He didn't want to come back. Hey, yo, Pop's going to give me a job at the plant.
And you know what? Where did Kirby lose his leg?
He lost in the war.
In the war?
Yeah.
Okay. So, okay, that's great. So, like.
They both were war vets.
They both were war vets. But Kirby is the type. He, I think, okay, so going to the wars to, so he could be more like Kirby.
Yeah.
Not be more like his dad.
I want to be like, he said, I want to do something different. Kirby was running numbers. Kirby was hustling at a pool hall. He owned something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? His mind, Kirby's the man.
Yeah.
And his father is, he never, I wish they had a scene or two with the pops to show the difference, the contrast between Kirby and his father. The fact that his father almost didn't even need to be there.
Yeah.
Because, you know what I'm saying?
And the fact that, like, the father was even, like, after he said he wanted to go to the war, I'll talk to her.
I'll talk to your mom.
Right. Which is, like, in some respects, like a real man in a house would have been like, you go.
This is what it is.
We don't need to get cosigned from moms.
I'll check moms. Hey, yeah, baby. This is what's happening.
This is what the he's doing.
Said he want to go to the war. That's what he's going to do.
That's what he's going to do.
For his country.
Boom.
That's what's happening. That's what I did.
That's what Kirby would do.
You know what I'm saying? That's what Kirby would do for sure.
Right. You know, so yeah, that makes so much sense.
But and if you notice, he was so like, his father was so like subdued all the time.
Yeah.
Almost like the war had, he's a different war vet than Kirby was.
Mm-hmm.
Kirby came back and was like, I'm about to run this town.
Yeah.
I'm about to run this block.
Right.
His father came in and worked in the factory on the conveyor belt.
It's very interesting. You know like, you know, because sometimes who people were before the war, sometimes the war changes them, and sometimes, you know, this guy might have been like that before the war, right? You know what I mean? Like, you know, because just chosen, you know, when you get a bulldog personality as a wife, right? Like, you know, some people's energy meets that,
right,
or supersedes that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're in a situation where the wife is the bulldog and you more docile, it looks exactly like that, right? And and the impact of that is exactly the type of impact that it is for the kids in that household, right? Like, you know, like I've seen a couple of like guys that grew up in that where the mom is the real like kind of like bulwark and dad is a little bit more, and they always gravitate to men in actions that are more like combustive than their father,
right?
Because they've watched their father get beat up on and kind of low key bullied,
yeah,
and they want something different. You know what I mean?
I think he said, well, because I don't know. My dad didn't go to college. He went to the war.
Right.
I want to be like my pops.
Yep.
I want to be like my other pops or my uncle. He went to the war.
Yep.
And look at him. I don't want to. What you're doing is boring, brother. Mm-hmm. What you're doing is that's what everyone, oh, go to job, go to work, go to college and become a lawyer and doctor. Mm-hmm. I want to do something different. I want to matter. I think he wanted to matter. And he thought that mattering meant fighting for something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He came back with all these medals, all these stripes, but not as much respect as he thought he was going
to
get.
Which he started to earn it. I mean, when he whooped Cowboy's ass, it let Cowboy know what time it was, for sure.
Right.
Right? Like, Cowboy thought he was still punking the same kid, you know what I mean? Like, you know, but got schooled real quick.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, and Kirby was going to let the shit happen until he realized that, like, shit, he might kill this motherfucker.
Right.
Right? Like, you know.
Yeah. he ain't stopping.
Yeah.
Once he put the broken pool stick on his throat, okay, now you're doing more.
Yep.
You already whooped his ass.
Yep.
Now you trying to choke him out?
Now let's go back to Cuddy.
Back to Cuddy. And real quick, Cuddy is a character that when Anthony went off to the war, wanted to say, I'll wait for you. He didn't respond to her. He didn't say, yeah, please wait for me. He didn't. He kind of like, breathed the side of the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. So he's at the war. He do 4 years, four and some change. Mm-hmm. He become a war vet. He becomes a war hero. And while he's gone, you know, he got his girlfriend pregnant on the week before he left for the military.
Right.
And so now she got this little 2-3 year old. I mean, this 3-4 year old.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes to find out that she's been dealing with this guy named Cuddy. And Cuddy's not a pimp.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed to be a player. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The way he dressed, the way he acted, he had bread. Mm-hmm. So he probably was running numbers as well. He probably sold a little
like dope. A Kirby.
He was called Kirby, well, little younger.
Yeah, he didn't go to the war.
Right.
Right. So he's not a vet.
Right.
He like what kind of reminds me of like, remember like Samuel from Love Jones?
Yes.
Right? Like that same kind of energy. Like, oh, okay, you back in the picture. You know, like he shows respect and disrespect at the same time, right? When he drives off without hearing, you know, who this is.
Without the introduction.
Yeah, you know. But even when he goes back to the house, he says, like, you know, we had our time together, you know, but, you know, you back. So, you know, I want you to consider me like family. You need anything, da 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 da, which is shady. Like, it's
because you still can't say, like, I don't, bro, you're an ex.
Yeah. But even when, like, he pulls the strap out on him, you know what I mean? Not, like, knocks the motherfucker down the stairs, you know what I mean? Just, pow, hit him quick.
Yeah. Knock all the stakes down.
Had the gun on him and said, you better be glad this is personal.
That's a bar, bro.
Like, that's a bar. That's when I was just like, Cuddy's a real one.
He got some ethics. He got a code.
Yeah.
He got a code.
Like, yeah, I used to smash your girl, but I took care of your baby.
Yeah.
And your girl while you was in the war.
He from a different, yeah.
Yeah. Reaping the benefits sexually of the shit that I taught her.
I taught her this, nigga.
Right. You get it. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I recognize that you back. So that's over what we had before. I take him at his word for that.
I still care. I care about what I need, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
But I know you back. So you back. Do your thing.
So, and I believe he was telling the truth, right? I believe that, like, Anthony was responding that way. I think Anthony was appropriate in his response as well.
Of course.
I just think he came to figure out that, like, Cuddy like Kirby, right? Yeah. Like, these niggas is cut from the same cloth.
From the same cloth. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, you throw a pistol in my face, I'm knocking you out.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I'm not here to hurt nobody, but this is business.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, baby, you out here on this corner, on this block, on the sidewalk, after I threw your husband through the window,
you can get it
you
too.
Might shoot me. Yeah. Matter of fact, here, boom, bing, knocking you out. Now, and Cuddy from that same world, hey, bro, I think you a chump.
Yeah.
But I respect the fact that you back. You back. Mm-hmm. But you a chump. Come on, man. We two different type of niggas.
Right.
So you're not going to bite the hand that feeds you. Mm-hmm. And you ain't going to talk to me crazy either. You know what I'm saying?
Both.
So I think you're a buster.
And I'm low-key stalling you out.
I'm stalling you out. You know what I'm saying?
And I'm stalling you out.
Out of respect for Juanita.
For Juanita and the baby.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
But you're not gonna talk to me crazy.
You ain't gonna act like we on the same
level. Yeah. He said, I know you didn't been to Vietnam and shot some folks and you didn't been in the wars and all that. But this is my shit now.
Yeah. And you better be glad this shit is personal. Because if it was anybody else, wasn't Juanita or whatever, you done for.
And he says, and I know you, I took also, you better be glad this is personal. I took that as well as him saying, I know you're doing this shit because you're emotionally attached to her.
Yes.
You normally wouldn't be acting like this. I'm not going to kill you, bro.
Yeah.
Because I know you acting out of character. You ain't this. Mm-hmm. You ain't like that.
Yeah.
But you're emotional, you and your feelings, and you saying the things to me that, you know, most niggas wouldn't say.
Which causes, I think, Anthony to make a mistake to think that he could pull off the heist. Right? I think at that particular point, I mean, of course, he loses the job at the butcher's and he's kind of needs money and this, and that. But I think almost like the same way he went to Vietnam to prove himself, I feel like this heist was the proving of himself.
Right.
Right? Because as a former reconnaissance officer in Vietnam, every decision that Anthony makes around this heist is the incorrect one. Every single decision, every part of it, none of the crew is reliable. The people that he recruits for this are not reliable. Delilah. So here's what's interesting about Delilah. That's a great point. What Delilah basically says is I know how to shoot, right? Mm-hmm. But he's got no proof of that. He doesn't know how she, the only person that he like technically can trust fully is Skip. Because he served with Skip, right? Like, and even though
Skip busts his
gun. And even though Skip is, you know, on that shit, like, he knows Skip is about that life. But he never seen Delilah in combat.
And he never seen, and I don't, how does he know that what's his name? Old boy's name. How does he know that,
Cleon?
Cleon is normal again.
And so, which is another mistake. Out of everybody to pull into for this additional, you know, watch out, you're going to go to the niggas that was the craziest nigga in your unit.
Right.
the batshit craziest guy Loose in the cannon. Unit. Loose cannon in the unit, and that's who you're going to put on the crew, right?
Right.
You got your boy who you didn't serve with, who's got all the intel, the Puerto Rican cat.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know.
And he got blown up.
And he got blown up, and he's playing with fire, and, you know, and he's a little bit loosey-goosey.
Mm-hmm.
So you trust in him, you trust in his intel, right? You got Skip on, and you've Skip's got...
Skip is reliable.
Skip would be a reliable person. He out too.
That wasn't supposed to happen. That wasn't part of the plan, but he still...
Skip was solid. Yeah. Skip was solid. You got Kirby, who was solid too, but Kirby's injured.
I'm sorry. I meant to say Kirby.
Yeah.
Kirby, because Kirby... He improvised with the car situation.
But he's supposed to be a wheel man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So they're trying to escape on foot, and they got one guy, you know what I mean?
Who can't run. Right.
Right? So the plan was flawed. Like, it was shot well. The cinematically was dope. You know, them in the sewers looking up with the paint. Like, yeah, you know.
That was dope.
You know, she in a trash can, like, pop out blasting. Like, I love it all from, like, the cinema of it all. The grand experience, but the plan was hella fucking flawed.
Yeah,
and as a viewer, most of the time that they run these heist movies, we as the audience kind of know what the heist is,
mm-hmm.
So we know when things have gone wrong.
Right,
right. Like, you know, we're deviating from the plan. I don't know if we knew enough about the heist to be like, because the whole time I'm watching it, I'm like, there's a gang of cops just on the other side of that door.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, and now here's the thing. I wasn't expecting, he probably wasn't expecting no gunfire.
Right.
But he said, you coming up the stairs, mm-hmm. and the dude saw you.
Mm-hmm.
You knew that.
And you knew that you were going to blow the back right next to the police station or wherever, or the bank or reserve. So you knew it was going to be a gang of heat. It just did not seem well planned out.
Right.
Right. Then it kind of goes awry, and Delilah gets blasted like we should have expected, because she has no military training. So she's exposed, right? Mm-hmm. She comes out, you know what I mean? She blasts a gun or whatever.
All she did was just pull the trigger.
Yeah. Right. But she don't know how to hide, take, get cover, you know what I mean? And all of that kind of stuff. So it's just like, it was just kind of fucking just foobar from beginning.
And Jose made too big of a fucking bomb.
Too big of, and he's tripping. Like,
he's so
pyroed out
that he's so like, focused on the fact that he blew up a Brink truck.
See how much it blew up. Right.
Like, see what I did, man. Yeah. I blew that shit up.
It takes Kirby to be like, let's get the money, you know, to kind of focus in on it. So it just kind of like, and so that's it. It's just like, despite those really cool scenes, the heist disappoints a little bit.
Yeah.
And then it disappoints afterwards, because the moment that, like, Cleon gets to handing out $100 bills.
Yeah.
And Anthony drives up there and sees him and
handcuffs.
They should have left that night.
Yeah. They was walking around. Yeah. They walking around the pool hall. Like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't get to Mexico. Yeah. Buy a boat.
Yeah. Like, they should have been gone. Because you should have known that he was going to flip.
Yes.
You should 100% known that he was going to flip.
Mm-hmm.
So after a really good takeoff and flight, the landing of Dead Presidents gets a little wonky. Mm-hmm. Even when Anthony is in the courthouse and they offer him 15 to life. And he goes, 15 to life? After all I did for this country? And then he throws the like chair. Yeah. Even that is just kind of like, that's what you're mad at? Like, you did just attempt to rob an armored car.
You shot innocent cops.
Police cops got killed.
This dude got domed in the back of the head.
Yeah.
And doing his job. It's just,
what are you that angry about?
And then
the movie just ends.
Yeah.
And so it goes back to what we talked about at the beginning, which is, what was this all about? Not that I don't love it.
Yeah, right. I was very entertained. Not I love the relationships love between. I love Delilah's character.
Mm-hmm.
I think she is
mm-hmm.
extremely beautiful.
She powerful. Can make a list.
She can make a list for sure.
She can make a list.
Mm-hmm. And she sent that kiss. Also, I'm like, bro, I need you. I'm going to go back to it because I love that scene so much. This is what I'm on, bro.
Yeah.
I know what my sister's on. Mm-hmm. And I think I know what you on, but I'm, you know, this is where I stand.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It lets you know just how powerful she is as a character.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you know, just I haven't seen much like that. And the thing is that it was sexy, it was powerful, mm-hmm. it was independent,
yeah,
it was black, it was like, it was all of these things at once.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
It was loyal because she was just down for him. And she had no
stay down.
She's a revolutionary. Mm-hmm. And I understand some revolutionaries might be like, fuck the system, fuck the, but mm-hmm. they don't go rob banks.
Though. Yeah. Yeah.
So she was doing that for him. She was
a, that's such a good
whatever
point.
You want to do, I'm here for you. Like, so for example, Juanita was like, her older sister was like, get a job, bro. Yeah. Get a better job. We got these two babies about to, we about to have two babies. I love you, but she started to resent him. I think, like, she loved him, but he wasn't doing enough. And he was drinking more than she liked. Mm-hmm. She liked for him to do.
Yeah.
She liked for him to do. So she started saying stuff like, get a better job.
Yeah.
Do more. If you was a real man, you would get that. You can't talk to a man like that.
And what is, this is, so you bring up too many good points. I'm going to try to digest them all at mm-hmm. at
but before
once.
You do that, mm-hmm. I'm going to say two more lines.
Yeah.
The difference between the Juanita and Delilah, the sisters, mm-hmm. who were only like 2 years apart.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, go get a job like a real man and take care of us better.
Mm-hmm.
Delilah was more like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
We robbing banks?
Right.
We robbing banks.
Right.
I'm with you. Whatever you do, I'm not going to tell you to go get another job because mm-hmm. I understand this world ain't for us.
Mm-hmm.
For as a black man, this world ain't for you. Delilah, Juanita would probably want him to go sell dope or go do street shit.
Like Cuddy. Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Well, Delilah like, whatever you doing, I'm with.
Yeah.
You robbing Brink trucks?
Yeah.
I'm robbing Brink trucks. Matter of fact, I know how to shoot. Put me in the dumpster.
That
you know
is
what I'm saying? And
such
that's
a
what,
good point.
And so Juanita wasn't wrong, like you said, from her point of view, she wasn't wrong for how she felt.
Mm-hmm.
She shouldn't have talked down to him, but he also wasn't communicating with her. He also wasn't talking to her.
Yep.
So she started resenting him. That happened. That's a real life situation. Mm-hmm. A lot of war vets, especially during that time, come back home and start beating their wives and mm-hmm. shooting heroin and doing all those things, drinking mm-hmm. themselves into the depression. And their girlfriends and wives be pissed off.
Yeah.
And you got the other chicks, the revolutionary girls, the Angela Davis type chicks,
mm-hmm.
the soldiers, just like, bro, I'm rocking with you, whatever you're doing. We hiding in the bushes.
That's what
we
doing.
You know what I'm saying? Boom.
It's so interesting because, you know, when a woman is in a situation where she was better taken care of by the last man she was with, even if she loves the man that she's with more, that's just such an unstable environment, right?
Yeah.
And I think that, like, the reality of her situation kept coming to bear, which is why she kept being like, you know, like, I could be living better than I'm living right now. And you know, like, you won't sleep with me, you know.
You won't talk to me.
You won't talk to me. You ain't got a better job. Shit, I could be doing bad all by myself, right? Like, you know, and so, yes, her tone and the way she was communicating that was foul. But she was just like, come on, my guy. Right?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like this nigga's out here with bread that would wife me despite the fact that I got a kid.
Yeah.
You know, you got to, you know, do your part.
Do your part.
Step up. Like, do your part. Which is interesting from her perspective and reflective of their relationship. I think that I always assumed that Juanita was getting down because she was going to use that money and put it towards the revolution, right?
Delilah.
Apologies.
Me too.
But you bring up a very interesting point that I hadn't thought about until you said it, which is that could have been a part of it for sure. She was about that action, but let's not forget how she feels about Anthony, right? Like,
she's in love with that dude since she was 14, mm-hmm. 15. And she loved him so much. She's his wingman.
Yes.
She helped this nigga get some ass from her older sister.
Yes.
And still watch. She didn't snitch on him.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I'm telling on you. She wanted this nigga to win still.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted this dude to win still.
She calls out when right before she dies, when she saves him, when she screams Anthony, that is more than just like, I'm covering you.
Watch out.
Like, that's
the love of her life.
I love you.
I gotta protect you, man.
Right? Like, I'm sacrificing.
I felt that murder. You know what I mean? I felt that death, bro.
Yeah. Like she came out and it was that murder. And then, God, the way like he coddled her And can't leave her. Even more so, like damn, he loved both of them girls.
Yeah.
And maybe it wasn't even to that point that he realized how much she meant. Like, because in the middle of shit, he's holding her. I can't leave her.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, that's very interesting. And so
she was petrified in that, and she was scared as hell in that dumpster, bro. You saw her, she was just like,
yeah.
When it was go time, nigga, she was ready.
Iconic scene.
And that's what, so that to me, she was more like, bro, I'm doing this for him.
And when you connect all the dots from the conversation on the porch when she was little because what's interesting, I noticed this too, when Anthony was smashing the sister and the headboard is pounding or whatever, and we do the pan left, she's laying there with her legs open.
I noticed it too,
yeah,
bro.
Yeah.
I said, oh, she over there.
Yeah.
Like, at first she was like, what was she doing before we panned?
I don't think that was coincidental.
Nah.
I think that she was framed to be listening and right. And I think that was the direction to have your legs open. Mm-hmm. We got the blanket sheets in between.
Yeah.
Like, you know, yeah. The arousal transfer was 100% there.
Her holding the headboard, too. He holding the headboard. She holding the headboard. Come on, man.
That's actually some fucking brilliant filmmaking.
Yeah.
To connecting that to the kiss when he gets back in town. Yeah. She might have been there for him. And maybe as odd as it seems, like the fact that they're sisters, and maybe that's what the kiss was about. Like, if this shit don't work out with my sister,
I'm here. We got time. He was like, hey, man, there's a one in the round. Now she's not here, but she should be home soon. Mm-hmm. Come on in. You want to come in?
Mm-hmm.
She came in, and she got on his head about what he was doing with the war. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you brainwashed and all that. I'm still letting you know, nigga, you on the wrong side, my nigga.
Yep.
And he was like, she saw him getting aggravated.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, man, first of all, she was like, oh, shit, I might have talked myself out of some pipe.
Yeah.
So let me, you know what I'm saying? So let me let him know it's all love still.
Yeah.
Gave him a kiss in the mouth. Welcome back before a sister came home. Like you said, it's the layaway plan. If you don't work out with my sister, come see me.
Yeah.
Cause I'm here, and that's what he did.
And I've been,
and even the hand on the arm, and her hand on his hand.
Mm-hmm.
I saw that too. That they made it very subtle.
Yeah,
but she was like, "Oh, it was sensual." He had never smashed her. He still never had it.
Yeah,
but she was in love with it. She'd been in love with that nigga since they was in high school.
Since they was little. Such a brilliant point.
Yeah.
Okay, let's get into some awards.
Man,
this is a good movie.
It's a great movie, man.
It's one of those movies that just like, oh, it was so close. And it's still, and I still might end up giving this movie 5 Black Fists.
Mm-hmm.
I still might, right? When we get to that part of the conversation, it's a heart and mind conversation, right? Right. My heart wants to give this movie 5 Black Fists, right? The film critic in me wants to give it 4.
Right.
But we'll get there.
Yeah, we'll
get there. Let's start with the MVP.
MVP. MVP of the film is Lorenz Tate.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenz Tate. Anthony Curtis. His directions were his own. Mm-hmm. He wasn't guided by anybody else.
Yeah.
So the things that happened in his life were because he put that in place. I feel like he followed his heart, he followed his mind and what he wanted to do with himself.
Mm-hmm.
And he came back, he put his time in his 4 years and he earned that.
Mm-hmm.
He came back thinking the world was going to repay him.
Yeah.
The country was going to repay him.
Yeah.
Like most war vets do. They come back and they were like, black and white. They come back, like, oh shit, the war, the America don't fuck with me like that.
Mm-hmm.
The most I get is thank you for your service. I don't get no extra shit. I'm broke as hell. My family's struggling. And the reality hit him. So I think that after a while, he realized, damn, I got to do something different. So that time when he got back from the war was necessary to slowly break down and show that he was living an honest job. He was working an honest job.
Yeah.
And he got laid off. and he couldn't, and he was like, he couldn't run numbers because the guy he used to run numbers for is out of business for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
All he know how to do is war shit. And yeah. So, and the fact that his plan didn't go according to plan, is good. It's realistic as well. You know what I'm saying? He knew how to kill somebody. He knew how to stay alive, and
mm-hmm.
he did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so everybody lived, but baby girl that wasn't trained. And of course, Jose died. Jose yeah. should have been zigzagging.
Yeah.
Jose should have been, he should have been trying to hit them under routes.
They called him dumbass. Like, I think they spoke to his intelligence, right?
Yeah.
You know, that he was going to go out anyway.
Yeah.
For me, it's very interesting when we talk about the MVP because it depends on how you think about this movie. If I think of this movie as an indictment or an expose on, you know, a movie whose central thesis is about the black man's experience in Vietnam, the MVP is Skip, right? Mm. Because as a character, Skip embodies what the war did before and after more so than any other character, even more so than Anthony,
okay.
right? Like, you know, he comes like, aside from some of the anger issues that we see with Anthony, you know, Anthony can't find a job and Anthony, you know, whoops on Cowboy and, you know, chokes out his girl.
That's crazy choke out.
Yeah,
too.
Crazy choke out. But other than that, like he seems mostly normal, right? Yeah. Skip seems very much impacted by what happened during the war. And he tells him that much so, man. Like I'm
something got in me, man. Something got in me.
I'm different, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if this movie is about that, then I think Skip is the best representation mm-hmm. of what could happen. If this movie is a heist movie, it's hard for me to give the MVP to Anthony because of his failed fucking plan. Mm-hmm. So even if this movie is a heist movie, I'm going to give it to Skip, right? Like, you know,
what?
Because I'm either going to give it to Skip or I'm going to give it to Kirby, right? Like, you know, like to me, I love everything that you said about Anthony, for sure. I think the fact that I don't know what kind of movie this is makes it difficult to judge. So if I go by what seemed to have gotten the most screen time in the movie, which is Vietnam,
mm-hmm.
Skip's going to be my MVP.
Hmm. That's interesting.
I know it's
what do y'all think?
Yeah.
Because is Skip the MVP or is it Anthony Curtis?
Because it just asks the question, like if you ask, and I know we struggle with this,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think we'll be able to answer it, at least with the time that we have now, might have to watch it again. But if it goes back to the beginning of this podcast, we go, what is this movie about, right? So I think despite the fact that the marketing and everything says this movie is a heist movie, I think you could take that off the table. It's not a heist movie.
It's a life movie.
And so... And then what is the most, like, dominant factor of life? The war for these characters, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you say this is a movie about the state of black men in America after the Vietnam War, then I do think that Skip's character best represents what they're trying to say.
I hear what you're saying.
You know what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying. I get it for sure. I still don't know if Skip overrides Anthony because – Skip is a junkie.
Mm-hmm.
He is what he is. He, mm-hmm. That does represent a lot
but
of...
But why is he a junkie?
Because of the war and what he saw.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Skip might have been a junkie even regardless.
I think so.
Only I say that mm-hmm. because he was just...
A little high strung before.
He was just, you know what I'm saying, just mm-hmm. going against the grain.
Yeah, yeah.
I know everything. I'm about to be a pimp and this mm-hmm. and the other... and when it comes to Anthony, I feel like his it shows a lot of difference too in him.
Yeah.
I think him coming home and him having dinner for the first time with his family and not being able to look his mom in the eyes, that's indicative of a lot of men that come home with that guilt.
And the way he was scarfing it down.
Yeah.
And the way he kind of low key had to check his mom.
Right.
Which is again, an evolution of the character.
Right.
Because he didn't check her the time before.
Yeah.
But this time around, he was like, yeah, you know.
He was checking everybody.
Killing for my country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's
real.
Killing. But and him not wanting to talk to his woman,
mm-hmm.
him jealous of her. But that scene, we didn't really talk about it that much when he was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go. You just got here. Yeah, I'm going to go because you don't have no uninvited guests.
Right.
He's insinuating that he has a problem with Cudi being in her life. Mm-hmm. And she's like, what am I supposed to do? You didn't wait for me. You didn't call me. You didn't talk to me. Anything like that. So yeah, I dealt with Cudi. I used to deal with him, but not anymore. And he was helping out. He was like, well, you're going to get that money back. I'm not giving it. We can't afford for me to get the money back. He won't take it back anyhow. Mm-hmm. And so he get pressuring her about sleeping with Cudi. She's like, okay, I'm fucking him. Yeah.
Yeah.
But we don't know if she's telling the truth. Or we assume that she's lying.
Because I assume that she's just
he badgered her so
she's
much.
Saying, is this what you want to hear?
Yeah. So what you want to hear?
This is what it is.
Right.
Right.
And so, but him choking her out at the end of that scene, she wanted to be with him still. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She said,
she was in the courthouse at the end.
Yeah.
You know. So you know, when he was getting the guilty, she was there.
And from her perspective, she wanted to be his wife. She wanted to marry him, do better in high school.
Yeah. She would have gotten married. You know, she called out how they was going to the courthouse. What do you think about that? Like, I'll marry you today.
Yeah.
And when she saw him, it was all love.
It was all love.
I think her shit was very reasonable.
And she was also young. She's about 23.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, Cudi, this is, you know what I'm saying? But missing, she probably wouldn't have said my baby daddy or my husband, my ex-boyfriend.
Right.
She would have said, this is Sarah.
She was trying.
Sarah's daughter. She was trying.
She was trying.
A young girl trying to maneuver between the older big homie ex-boyfriend and this new her love of her life. Mm-hmm. She's in a hard spot too.
Yeah.
And you see the lifestyle that she's living in. She works a job.
Mm-hmm. Roaches.
She works a job that got roaches. She works a job that still doesn't allow her to provide for her. Mm-hmm. Her house, her family comfortably. She's a single mother growing up in the 70s. Uh-huh. I mean, and she's still young. And of course, she let this dude give her some bread here and there. She needs it. Yeah. And he taking care of her and he piping her down.
Yep.
Turning her into a freak.
Yep.
And now he bowing out. Now that the boyfriend is back. The father is back. Mm-hmm. But he's still bowing now. He know what he was doing, being a little disrespectful, being a little condescending.
Yeah.
And
he don't owe Anthony no respect.
Right.
Right? See, hey, I'm a shot caller out here.
Yeah.
Right?
Even Cowboy said that. Mm-hmm. He the biggest thing aside of Nicky Barnes.
Yeah.
Don't get it twisted. Cudi a motherfucker.
Right.
He my big homie. He my boss.
Yeah. And he was fucking your girl. Which is why Cowboy takes the L.
You gotta take the L.
Yeah.
Because I gotta smash on you.
Bro. Right. But, you know, again, this is Cowboy, you know, poking fun at Anthony or trying to get at Anthony, trying to, you know, but just didn't know that Anthony had time today.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he had time today. I think it's a good point. I think that Anthony, I got no problem with Anthony as the MVP. Mm-hmm. I think Lawrence Tate was fucking awesome in this movie. I think everybody was really good in this movie.
Chris Tucker was crazy.
Yeah,
Chris Tucker was awesome. One of his best roles.
I mean, and that's why, like, I kind of want to give, it's almost like when you're looking at, you know, like a box score, right? You know, and like, you know, let's say we're talking football, right? And the receiver, you know, has like 8 catches for like 150 yards or like a tub. On the box score, you're like, this guy's a hell of a game. But if you watch the game, you like, but listen, it was the running back on like 3rd and 3 that got them hard yards every time to keep us on the field, to move the chain.
Or 92 yards, 27 carries.
Right.
But 3 touchdowns.
But and even if he don't get the tubs, like, he extended those drives.
Yeah.
Right? Like, it's that kind of work. So, like, Anthony does wide receiver work in this movie because it's obvious, but, like, Skip to me does, like, that gritty third down back work, right? Yeah. Like, you know, because he makes it all work. I mean, even the scene where they come in and his eyes are all glassed over. Yeah. That's just a haunting.
Damn.
It's just a haunting OD, scene. Man. Just OD in the crib, which is what he was going to do anyway. Okay, LVP.
LVP. I think I mentioned it earlier. LVP, what did I mention earlier was LVP? Maybe the homie, maybe Kirby's little homie. Kirby's second.
The dark-skinned homie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did he play?
Yeah, he was in Malcolm X. He was in, I want to say he was in the In Too Deep.
Okay.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he was in Malcolm X. He was part of you know, the crew, the Harlem crew, just the Darsky, hey, man.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's up, man? Yeah. He back here, like, you know, Youngblood.
Oh, Youngblood, he back here, man, right here chilling, man. Right. Who the fuck is this? Oh, Youngblood, what's up, man? Nah, I mean, and that's just me throwing him up there. But if I had to think even further, who is the LVP, the least valuable player in this film? Low-key, Pops.
You think Pops?
This is why he was so attached to Cudi. There's no way you should be writing Cudi and not your Pops.
Yeah. For me, the LVP had one job. And so I'm giving it to Jose.
Jose.
You had one job.
Okay.
Right? You had one job. Yeah. Right? Like, you know, set the charges.
Yeah.
Blow the back.
Don't use too much motherfucker.
Don't use too much. Like, he had one, literally, he had one job the whole movie.
You do enough to break that lock in the back of that Brinks truck.
Yep.
But don't blow the whole truck up.
The whole truck up. You had, like, he had one job and he failed at his one job and died.
And he took two bags of cash.
He took two bags of cash with him. That's LVP shit for me.
Yeah.
I'll take it. You know, everybody else, like, even like Cleon, even though he's, you know, snitches and turns coat, does all this stuff.
Snitches.
But, like, he's important to the movie in a certain extent. Right. Like, the craziness in Vietnam. And,
yeah.
You know, cowboy works and Cudi works and everybody else fucking works.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, man, Jose had one job.
Yeah.
He had one job. And fucked it up.
Yeah. True. He did. And he was so oblivious to what was going on.
Yeah.
He was so juiced about doing the blow up. I was like, bro, yeah, but you blew up the money too, dumbass.
That's why he also gets my overacting award. Right? Mm. Like, you know, when he's in the back of the car with the lighter, you know, burning his hand and burning his tongue and all this bullshit.
Yeah, chill the fuck out.
Chill the fuck out, man. And and then the way he was. Do you see what I did? You see how I blew it?
You see what I did? Like a kid? I said, bro, if you don't focus, he's trying to get away.
Yeah.
And then he snapped out of it when he saw Juanita, Delilah, dying or dead. He was like, hey, man, you can't leave her. She's already gone.
Yeah.
It's like, damn. Yeah. But I think, so the plan, I know we got to go, but the plan was a bad plan, but why was it a bad plan? What was the biggest mess up at?
Okay, so
I have my answer to that.
Yeah, my biggest thought is that you were, like, how did you think you were going to be able to pull that off with so many cops being in the reserve just behind the closed door, right? Like, you know, like, it was too much action happening at the back of the van. Even if the driver doesn't see you through the side mirrors coming up, when the explosion goes off, blowing the back, everybody from inside the building is gonna come in.
Right.
Cudi is way too far away in terms of, like, if you look at where the getaway vehicle is, if you look at where the getaway vehicle is versus where the armored truck is, it's like, that ain't even a smooth getaway. Like, even if you get the money out the back of the truck, which is parked in front of the Federal Reserve, you still got to sprint all the way to Cudi. There are more people on the mission that are in the getaway car, right? Let's just say Cudi's car holds five people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, comfortably, not including Cudi. So basically four. Right? Mm. So you got Jose, you got Anthony, you got Skip, you got Cleon, and then you got
Delilah.
Right? Like, you know, so you got more people on the mission than you have in the getaway car.
How was everybody gonna get away?
How was everybody gonna get away? Right, so these are the issues that
it's like a bright red truck too, red car too.
It was like a fucking Cutlass. It was like a, you know, like it was just a regular sedan. Yeah. So you're gonna pile up six motherfuckers and the money in the bags into one car and get away. Why did you have two lookouts literally across the street from each other?
And still not be able to handle
and
business.
And still not be able to handle business. Like, it wasn't like you had one look up high and one look out low. You literally had to eat two guys standing right across the street from each other. Right? Like, you know.
Like one can't see across the street.
Like, one can't see across the street. Like,
in his
you,
side.
Like, you can't put a guy on the corner and have him just swivel. Right. And so you literally got these two guys standing on the curb, staring at each other for no reason at all.
Yeah. I think because of the movie, they had to put all the actors together.
Yeah.
Let's get Bokeem over here.
Still. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, man.
It just made it flawed to me. It just made the mission. Like, what did you think was the problem with the mission?
I was wondering how the cop that was driving saw them come up the stairs. I was like, yeah, I should have planned for that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And he was like, ambush!
Mm-hmm.
They threw the shotgun outside the rifle, and mm-hmm. the door never opened, right?
Right. Well, and when he blew it, later.
No, I'm talking about the door that was blown open. I'm talking about the door never opens.
Yeah, no, it never
opened.
They should
have waited for that to happen.
Yeah.
They should have waited for that door to open. You know what I'm saying? Because, and they should have planned to not have so much C4.
Mm-hmm.
That's too much C4, too much explosive.
I mean,
even know better than that.
Even if that was the, let's say that was the plan, that might have actually been a better plan to be like, well, we're going to stop the truck in the alley.
Right.
Either after it leaves the reserve or on its way down, we're going to put the car to block it off, and then we're just going to blow the back and just salvage whatever we could salvage. Right. Like, that's actually a better plan than what they actually did and executed.
I think they should have grabbed the driver first.
Yeah.
So he can't drive to the truck and go nowhere.
Right.
Oh, yeah, you can get in the truck and drive off.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't know how they're going to get in, though, because the driver's behind. It's locked.
No, you got the gun to the window. I mean, I'm about to blow a hole through you. Stay right there.
Okay. Bulletproof, though.
Most likely.
Maybe.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Maybe.
Even still, there's serious, like I've seen some really good, like you ever seen The Town?
Of course.
It's a great heist movie.
Great heist movie.
Like, yeah. Great heist mm-hmm. movie. What's the one with 50 Cent?
You talking about the...
50 Cent is in it. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is in it. Den of Thieves,
yeah.
Yeah, another great heist movie.
Yeah.
If they had put some work into the execution of the heist, like those movies did, like this movie would be an all-time classic. Right. So that leads us to fists. How many black fists are you giving dead presidents?
But dead presidents gets I give dead presidents 4 black fists.
Yeah. I want to give this movie 5 so badly because I like so much of it. I like so much of it.
Me too. I like everything about it. I love... Then one thing I didn't like is how he didn't get no get back on Cudi.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get back on Cowboy, but not Cudi. He let Cudi sock him down the flight of steps.
Yeah. This movie has...
And... real quick, you know what? And then how it ended.
Yes.
How it ended.
Yes.
It should have ended different. I would have much rather him take that conviction, that sentence like a G,
mm-hmm.
and find him in, but if I see him in the cell,
mm-hmm.
programming, getting ready to,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At this point, the nigga's only 24 years old.
Right.
23, really.
Right, right.
He get out of jail, he gonna be 43. Mm-hmm. That's still 20 years.
Yeah.
He got 15 years of life.
Yeah.
So he might never get out. But chances are him going to jail in 71, he's gonna get out of jail. Oh, no, 73 by then, right? 73. I can't remember.
Around there.
Yeah, around there.
Yeah.
He did 4 years in the military. So 69, so 73.
Yeah.
And he gets out before he's 40.
Yeah. They gave him 15 years.
15 in life.
Which wasn't bad considering
all the murdering. The conspiracy.
He actually got off.
Yeah. Like, cops got killed.
He got off. Like 3 cops got killed.
Yeah. Bro, sit down for a minute.
Yeah.
Sit down. what he should have did was take that money and hide it and turn it. You probably wouldn't turn yourself in.
Yeah.
Not at all, but like, or have a better plan,
or leave it for your kid, for your family.
You was about to leave town.
You was about to leave town for Mexico.
He was like, then later on, I can get my girl, my daughter.
Yeah,
come on, man.
Yeah,
Chicago, nigga.
Y'all supposed to
y'all going to Mexico?
Yeah, same shit. Right? Like I think it
sounds good.
I think this movie is a four. Uh-huh. I think it's a four. We don't, you know, always do degrees, but it would be a high four, right?
A high four, for sure.
Because I love the concept. I love the actors. I love the acting. I just think we just lose a little bit of our identity, right? Like, you know, and I think because this movie doesn't really know exactly what it is, it's hard for it to end in a way that makes sense.
Right.
Right? Like, you know, so... We don't know. I don't know what this was all about, like why we did it. I'm left to kind of like guess and fill in the gaps.
Yeah.
And to me, like, it fundamentally is like, is this a war movie or is this a heist movie? It's not a heist movie, even though it's marketed as such.
Yeah.
The Dead Presidents has everything to do with that. Da, 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 da. So I just think those things just, it's one of those, we've talked about a couple of movies, which is like, it's a great movie, but it's just poorly executed in a couple of key
towards the end,
like technically the movie is, I guess it kind of goes, and you can speak to this like briefly before we go, just how much has to go into making a good story,
right,
and in this movie you have great actors, you actually have great direction, you've got good budget, you've got iconic visuals, you've got everything. But then it's just like, but you have a great story, but you don't have a theme.
A theme, and the theme could have been solved.
Yeah.
At the end.
Yeah.
Here's the thing: the way there should have been more conversations. You could have took 10 minutes off of the 10 minutes off of the war scenes, the war portion of the film, to have more conversations with why Delilah decided to do this with him.
Yep.
He never smashed. He should have smashed out here. He should have smashed. That's the silly part of me saying that.
Yeah.
But
we don't know why Delilah was there.
We talked about it. She was. If he wanted to start an ice cream truck business, she would have been scooping ice cream.
But I get what you're saying because we're inferring all of this, right? Like, you know, it would have been great to see it.
Yeah, right. She was trying to get him to join the revolution, and he got her to join his heist crew.
How did that work?
With no conversation, and she was like,
"Yeah."
And as opposed to her being like, "You know what? Fuck it, I'm in."
Yeah.
Not that conversation, and him being so upset with the judge. Mm-hmm. The judge was like, I was in the military too. I got a purple heart, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Of course, he's white and he's black. So the love when you get back ain't the same.
Mm-hmm.
Even though some of the white boys feel like they didn't get no love either when they got back.
True.
So, but we'll say this, nigga, you got your wife, your girlfriend's daughter, your girlfriend's little sister murdered.
Yeah.
Not murdered, killed.
Killed.
Like, come on, bro.
Mm-hmm.
The least you can do is sit your ass down.
He threw the fuck out that chair.
Yeah, and you went and asked Cleon to come out and do this.
You put Cleon on it.
Yeah.
Like despite all the evidence.
He didn't really want to do it.
And the fact that Cleon was such a poor choice.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, Juanita, who the name that I'm skipping on?
Delilah.
Sorry, I'm tripping.
It's all good.
Even when Delilah was like, I actually have brothers in the movement that could be the lookout, dependable, and it was like, nah, we'll deal with the schizo, homicidal maniac, rotten
and the head
in the duffel bag. Like, that's the crew.
You knew he was crazy then.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back and get him again?
Why would you go get him? Well, what exactly?
And that's why Kirby was like, nigga, that's your friend.
Yeah.
That's your homie. That's your partner.
You put him on.
Yeah. It's
fundamentally flawed.
And him being so upset, as much as I did for this city, for this country, bro, as much as you did for the country, you also killed one, two, at least three guards, three Brink truck guards.
Mm-hmm.
The driver, he got killed too. That blew him up.
Yeah. Yep.
That's four. Jose killed one of the officers driving.
Yeah, the patrol cop, the beat cop gets killed. The brother.
Yeah, that's a massacre, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
You got your second love of your life killed,
mm-hmm.
bro. And you sitting here, and you about to skip town with your big homie.
Yeah, to Mexico.
Sit down, bro.
Yeah. Another thing that's interesting, that like. If they had shown a scene where Anthony was going to the VA to get his check or, you know, to get some benefits, and maybe he was supposed to get paid out a certain thing but didn't get paid out, like that whole, like, everything I did for this country, we never even really talk about the country.
Right.
Right? So, if we had just had that little scene mm-hmm. where, you know, his VA benefits got cut off, mm-hmm. or the little girl was sick, and his VA benefits are supposed to pay for her, you know, her medicine or her care, and they deny it because she's not on, you know, he's not on the birth certificate or some bullshit like that. Some, like, you know, bureaucratic paperwork type
that
shit.
Puts him up against,
that, you know, so now it makes a little bit more sense. Like, we know he needs to work for sure because he loses the butcher job, but that whole, like, after everything I did for this country shit,
that part, I'm like, man, shut your ass up.
To be the crescendo of the movie.
Yeah.
To be the line before, you know, he, you know, throws a thing. So it just loses, it gets knocked down a bit because thematically it's not clear.
And true, I agree. It's not clear. It's not set. Mm-hmm. And nigga, you should just went to college. I'm tired of school. I'm tired, nigga. Yep. Shut the fuck up, bro. Yep. It's the 60s, and you a young black boy from Chicago.
Very interesting.
And you have an opportunity to go to college. Go to college, bro.
Very interesting.
Instead of you went to the war and got traumatized by the war because of all the murder mm-hmm. that you can't come home and talk to nobody about, and then that's showing you no love, and now you rob a bank and get all these people killed,
mm-hmm.
and now you're talking about after all the things you did to this country, you did something to take away from your old community and your own family.
It's interesting because he mentions the two or three tours, and I don't know enough about the military, but are, like, tours voluntary? Like, could he have come home after one tour?
I think so.
Because what it looked like is Skip did one tour.
Mm-hmm.
And was out, because Skip got out before.
Yeah.
Skip got into the military
and got out.
Got into the military later than Anthony and got out before him.
Right.
Which means that you got this wife, family life. Like, you didn't have to be here for 2-3 years. You could have did your tour and came home, but you chose that.
We didn't even see him try to work for a factory.
Yeah.
Or his dad not being able to get him a job or something.
You right.
You see something.
We see
like even
that.
I like to compare movies. I go back all the way back to Set It Off,
mm-hmm.
where TT, was her name TT?
Mm-hmm.
Where she eventually got like, fuck it, I want the program. Because they took her daughter.
Yep.
They took her daughter. She was at her wit's end.
Yeah.
And she had nothing else to live for. She was like, well, fuck it. Mm-hmm. I'm in.
Right.
We understood why Vivica Fox did what she did.
Mm-hmm.
We understood why TT eventually did what she did.
Yep.
We know Cleo just went to smoke off top.
Yep.
And Stoney, mm-hmm. which is her name Stoney?
Jada's?
Jada's character, her name is Stoney, right?
Yeah, yeah.
She, her brother was murdered by the police.
She was done.
Fuck the system,
right.
You know what I'm saying? And she, so we got, we. I feel like we needed one or two more scenes, at least two more scenes,
mm-hmm.
hopefully more, but at least two more scenes to show why Anthony went to all the way to the point where he was about to rob a whole bank.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
We just needed more time there.
Right.
But overall.
And wasn't nobody supposed to get hurt? Yeah, I get it. But nigga.
Yeah. Nobody was supposed to get hurt. You had a shooter in the trash can. Right? like
she came out busting too.
Her objective was to come out busting.
Rip niggas apart. Yeah. She didn't even look.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah. She wasn't there offering no coverage, no surveillance. Her job was literally to buck. Come on, man.
Yeah.
Still a great movie.
And what do you think, man? Is it a 5 Black Fist or is it a 4 Black Fist?
It's a 4.
I say it's a 4 because of the ending. The ending, it has every makings to be an instant classic.
So close.
Could it be a classic without, could it be a classic and still be a 4? Is that possible?
I mean, I think we've done a lot of classics that are 4s. I just think that like fives are reserved for like the upper room. I think the fives are reserved for that. Yeah. The upper echelon, like, these are just awesome movies. And Dead Presidents is really, 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 really good.
I never was bored.
Really, really good.
Even at the end, I wasn't bored.
Yeah. And somebody could be like, you young niggas are crazy. This is a five. But
explain that in the last scene then, bro.
What we're talking about is what causes it to drop down are cinematic choices.
Yeah.
Right?
Like storyline choices.
Storyline choices, script choices, right? Like mm-hmm. not execution. Like if we're talking about just acting and execution and entertainment value, it's five.
Right.
But there are some issues that the movie has that I think drop it from being like a five fifths. But
like a somebody first ballot instant classic.
It's like a fourth ballot to
a
classic.
Fourth, to like a fourth ballot.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It can still get in.
It still gives you so many characters,
yeah.
So much performance, so much great story.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it kind of fell flat the last 25 pages for me.
And that can be sometimes enough.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what do people love about this movie? They love the heist imagery.
Yeah.
They love the makeup.
The makeup was so dope.
They love the in the sewers, you know, they love the popping out that's what we love about this movie. So when mm-hmm. people, if you're really keeping it 100,
yeah,
after a rewatch like we just did, you'll recognize that 4 is the right place to be. Because I think emotionally we love some of the visuals of this movie, but the story of it, while good, isn't great.
And another thing I'm gonna mention before we leave. It's a 4 because Delilah died. Not got shot up, but she died. She should have died. She should have got shot up and lived and went to prison. And I wanted that relationship. And I remember the movie, mm-hmm. but not as much as I did when I rewatched it where Delilah and Anthony should have ended up together.
Delilah was so beautiful.
She was so beautiful.
Yeah.
And her energy, her the essence of her, man, that mm-hmm. what she stood for was savage. And how much she really loved this nigga, man.
Yeah. And I bet you she smelled amazing.
Oh, she smelled amazing. Cocoa butter.
Man, cocoa butter and freedom. Like
freedom.
It smelled like cocoa, you know, and revolution.
And she knew she was framed up too. Mm-hmm. When she walked in there and he was looking at the house and he turned around mm-hmm. and was like,
yeah. Yeah. It's something about it's interesting. I know we it's overtime, but we're talking.
Yeah.
That shape on a woman.
Oh, come on, man.
You know, because like certain women are just stacked, right?
Super stacked. You know what I mean? Yammed up.
Yammed up, you know what I mean? And I like that too.
I love that.
I like that too. But that's like
track body.
That Amazon body.
That Amazon
right?
is like, just strong.
Just strong.
She could probably do 5 to 8 pull-ups.
Yeah,
singing,
like,
you know what I'm saying?
Cut, yeah, like, just, you know, lean.
Strong, sturdy.
But sexy strong.
Yeah,
man.
Bro. She went up there and said, shut up. She shut that nigga up with that kiss.
Something
went
about that version.
That kiss.
Yeah.
I said, oh, yeah. That's her.
I'll buy that.
Yeah. Motherfucker, can you buy that?
Can you buy
that? Yeah. And Boucher, right.
Woo.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You on that list.
She on the list.
On that list.
Mm-hmm.
Man, this is another great episode of Blackbusters, man. We could go on and on about this, but we're done with it, mm-hmm. at least for now.
Yeah.
That was Dead Presidents, Blackbusters, the best movie review podcast in the world.
World, Craig.
In the world, Craig. Mm-hmm. I'm your host, Big Ja,
mm-hmm.
along with my co-host.
What was that, Incomplete Plans, Planning Tone?
Incomplete Plan Tone, because that was incomplete.
Yeah.
They could have, with all those people they had, they could have had a mm-hmm. much better heist.
Yeah.
Much they should have got away with that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
One seat short tone.
One seat short tone.
On the getaway.
Yeah,
but I love this movie and I'm glad we watched it.
I love it. Now I watch it again and I want to talk more about it. I'm interested in hearing you, watching your comments and looking at what you guys have to say about it.
Yeah.
Check us out next time, man. Blackbusters. Love your life. Peace. Pew. To the max.
Blackbusters.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Tone, one half of the best black movie review podcast in the world, Craig. This episode of the Blackbusters podcast is brought to you by Amazon Prime. Prime is more than just free shipping. Prime brings you closer to the things you care about today through shopping, streaming, and savings. For example, did you know that you can listen to your favorite podcasts, like ours, through Amazon Music? Yep.
You can also watch your favorite movies, like the ones we review on Blockbusters on Amazon Prime Video. Yep. But it doesn't stop there. You can use Prime to get more out of your interests. From purchasing behind-the-scenes books about your favorite movies to listening to soundtracks of your favorite films. Yup, yup, and yup. Whatever you're into, or just getting into, Prime can help you get closer to it. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to sign up. From movies and music to passions and podcasts, it's on Prime.